Senegal is widely seen as a peaceful and stable democracy in West Africa. But the arrest of a prominent journalist there has raised fears that the government is targeting its critics. The tensions come at a sensitive time, with a presidential election scheduled for next year. NPR's Emmanuel Akinwotu reports.
Journalist Pape Alenyang was arrested in November, leading crowds of protesters to immediately demand his release. Now, months later, the protests are growing more desperate. Niang went on a 2-week hunger strike and is now being held in hospital. His lawyers told NPR his condition has deteriorated, with damage to his vital organs. Niang was charged for publishing information that could harm national security. He posted a video report on a politically sensitive case concerning rape charges against a popular opposition politician and potential 2024 presidential candidate.
Salam, salam, la famille, mangi nu nyep.
In this video, Niang said he found secret police information proving that police knew the politician Ousmane Sonko was innocent. Many in Senegal say Niang's arrest has sent a warning. Senegal is a country usually thought of as stable and peaceful, but these are tense times. Elections are due to be held next year. President Macky Sall is coming towards the end of his second term in office, but has been coy on whether he will seek a controversial third term. And in his New Year's address, he didn't provide any more clarity. His ambiguity has sparked unrest and criticism by the opposition and the media. Sadibou Maran, director of Reporters Without Borders in West Africa, says this latest turn of events is causing widespread concern. Press freedom in a country like Senegal, which was once a flagship of the press, he says, is in danger, is under threat. Criticism of Niang's treatment is growing. The UN Rapporteur for Human Rights Defenders has called for his release, and many in Senegal say the country's image as a stable democracy is under strain. Emmanuel Akinwotu, NPR News, Lagos.